The mirror's lake is forever. That's when I knew the mirror was all sex and hard fact, unlike knowing my grandfather posthumously. Because a ghost can't be androgynous as a lamp is, as peat moss is, as the smell of cedar, knife feathery. Because the dead can watch me pee without even a trace of embarrassment. And who has the right to more? Mirror that couldn't reach my dead grandfather's closet, his jewel-colored medical books in former editions, his gay porn magazines, men smooth as conchs in softcore seascapes. My mother, who found them while cleaning out his house, asks, "Are you sorry I told you?" I said, "No, I'm not sorry." As if staring into his horn rims and my grandmother's coral dress could help me understand the selfishness of portraits, their shut door splintering the past's exact coffin space. I know that shame is beard high with two daughters, the blonde one with cats and the dark one with red-haired girls. I know the mirror's lake is forever dragged for corpses, lily buoyant arteries, livers, and cocks. I know he's caught there, doctor, with his white coat and gold-veined tobacco. And what is more haunted than the smoked voices of cicadas under plums? And what heats faster than silver? His constellations, cold instruments raised over useless space. Somewhere there's a ghost I'll open my shirt for, recount my entire medical history for, who I'll forgive for wearing tweed and love beads and for hiding stacks of magazines in the dark, who will press that silver scope to his ear, who will listen.